Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about happiness. Oh gosh, about topics related to health and happiness. Oof, that's not a good start. So today's podcast is number 723. Our topic is training and the title is Looking for the Exercise. Now, real quick side note, my fiance Meredith and I both like analytical conversations, which makes us can make somebody sound like a smarty pants, but it doesn't mean you're actually a smarty pants. It just means you like asking weird questions. And the question we were kind of discussing was, if I want to emphasize the word the, so looking for the exercise, do you say looking for the exercise or looking for the exercise? Is it the or the? We couldn't really decide. So I'm just going with both and then just laughing about that. So feel free if you ever want to send me an email or message. I hope that you would always send me a question or something that would be more important in terms of like what you want to learn. But you can kind of send me your opinion if you want of the or the. So that was a little funny side note when we were looking through this. So, but that's what we want to talk about today is looking for the exercise. And what this is in regards to is, too often in training, people will look for kind of like a magical exercise that does everything they've ever needed ever. And this can become like a rabbit hole where like you start looking for this thing, looking for that thing, looking for this thing, looking for that thing, and you forget to actually do some damn things. You forget to actually put in the work. So very often in training, when training clients in person, I have to remind them that we're there to work. So they'll sometimes ask questions. They want to understand more things. We do incorporate teaching into our training. Absolutely. Any client who I've ever worked with will absolutely tell you and attest to the fact that we do teach while we train. That's one of my favorite things. I have an undergraduate degree in teaching in health and phys ed. I taught at university level for 7.5 years, exercise physiology labs, weight training classes and stuff like that. So teaching is in my blood. I really do like it. I enjoy it. But at the same time is you do have to put in some work. So sometimes when I was younger as a client, as a trainer, and I had to just kind of accept any clients I could get because I needed to make money, I would have clients who would talk to try to get out of work. And I had to always call them out on that. And now I'm fortunate to be in a place where I don't have to work with people like that. And I know that sounds really like kind of mean, but I didn't become a personal trainer to do to baby people. So I became a personal trainer because I want people to get freaking results. Now I can be nice and do that. It doesn't mean I'm a jerk, and I hope I don't ever come across as a jerk. But at the same time, is if somebody's willingly trying to get out of work on a regular basis, I don't want to work with that person. Because you should want what's best for you, and you should work your ass off. Do I have to every now and then carry somebody or pick them up or help out? Sure. But if they're spending half their session every session trying to get out of work or bitching and whining during warm-ups, there's no way I want to be around that. I don't want to be around weak-minded people because I don't want to become a weak-minded person. And they say you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. Whether it's five or not, you know, who knows. But it is true that the people you spend the most time with, you're going to influence them and they're going to influence you. So if you spend time with weak-minded, negative people, lazy people, bitchy, whiny, complain rather than work people, then you're going to become that way. And it's going to be very tiring to drag them out of that. I think all of us know that who have, you know, friends, spouse, you know, family members, stuff like that, who have that type of mindset, that negative, woe is me, you know, kind of life sucks, miserable kind of mindset. Those people are draining. They are horrible to be around. We know that. So therefore, it's best for us to try to stay away from becoming that ourselves. And that's best by staying away from those people. So I've been fortunate as a trainer to get rid of those clients. And now I work with people who are super excited, passionate about what they're trying to do, and they're always, always, always wanting to get better. When you have that mindset that says, I want to be my best, I want to get better, you do get into this rabbit hole of what is the next best thing? What is that thing I'm missing? How can I become better? And what I wanted to point out in today's podcast is it is okay to look for the next thing. but don't discount the importance of doing the things you know now. So I was looking at an Instagram account, and I forget the guy's exact name, but it's like Dr. Joel Seedman or something like that. And he has these exercises, and he's a very smart person, and I don't necessarily mean to say what I'm about to say as a negative towards him. I don't know the man at all. But there are interesting exercises that he'll post, and that's what sparked the idea of people trying to find a specific exercise that they think is like the saving grace of all their problems. So one of the things I saw him do was he had an NPC competitor doing a single leg barbell bent over row that was banded from the front of them. So they're standing on a single leg, they're doing a barbell bent over row, and by having it banded to the front, it's going to require them not to have to lean over so far, and they're going to get more like lat activation compared to upper trap activation. So there's some benefits for sure to the banded row, to being front banded. But the idea of it being single legged to me was the answer kind of is like, what are you doing with this? If I want to do a bent over row, a barbell bent over row to build my back, then it has to be heavy enough to cause muscular stress and damage to my back muscles. Or if I want to do something on a single leg to work on like hip stability or hip bracing or ankle, knee, and hip relation in terms of like external rotation, internal rotation balance, okay, I can have those components. But why the hell would you bother doing them both together? Because you're never going to row as much as you could on two legs by staying on one leg. Therefore, you're minimizing how much back involvement, how much back stress you can really create. And then it is really good for like a single leg movement, but there's no hip movement in that. Meaning like once you hinge to the degree angle you would need, you stay there. So that's okay if somebody has an isometric type sport where they only need to be in one major position, or you're trying to strengthen that position for a specific injury need or sport need. But by just staying in one joint angle, you really limit the actual benefits of that kind of stabilization positioning challenge through the joint itself, meaning that you should have change of hip angle if you want to improve more of the hip usage strength, or a change in knee angle if you want to improve more of the knee usage strength. But to isometrically hold a single joint angle with the hip, it really misses out a lot of other parts of the range of motion, other aspects. So you're doing either a shitty row or a shitty single leg exercise by trying to do them both together. Why not just do a heavy row and then a heavy single leg hinge movement that actually has movement to it, like range of motion? And that's the part that kind of is, I'm sure he has a purpose to what he's doing. But from an outsider's perspective, and if you look at it as, I either want to grow my back or I want to build stability bracing strength in my hip, knee, and ankle, that's a shitty movement for both of those purposes. So trying to combine all this craziness makes it actually just kind of stupid in the sense that you're not going to get the best benefit of either one. There's another exercise where it's a dumbbell, one arm bent over row. So almost like doing like, a dual bent over row where you bend over and you row dumbbells instead of barbell. But he was only rowing one arm, and the other arm had to hold a dumbbell in an isometric bicep curl. The purpose of that was, in his mind, to double tax the biceps, because your bicep is busy either holding an isometric bicep curl, or it's doing the row. So no matter what, your biceps aren't getting a rest. The second part is by holding a one arm kind of isometric hold to a bicep curl to the front of you, it's going to activate the front side core muscles, which can help reduce lower back stress when doing a bent over row. So that's all sounds nice and dandy. However, that positioning and the concept of holding that isometric in the bicep curl limits how heavy you can go for the back development for the one-arm row. Also, since your bicep is busy during the row and it's busy in the resting position doing the isometric curl, you're going to reach a bicep failure before you'd ever reach a back failure, because your biceps are doing two units of work to every one unit of each side of the back. So again, it's combining stuff that you have one awesome aspect, dumbbell row. You have the other aspect of like, okay, I want to add some bicep stress. But you don't put those together because it makes both of them shitty. And this is really frustrating because I see people doing this. This guy trains professional athletes. And it's like, oh my God, there is something to say for making somebody strong in their body parts in the sense of like relative strength, how strong they are to themselves, how strong they can be in positions. But at the same time, you have to move some heavy shit and do some basic stuff. There's nothing wrong with a basic regular barbell bent over row. There's nothing wrong with a basic regular one-arm dumbbell row. Instead of combining two things that when put together make a shitty version of either one, you would be better off supersetting, excuse me for a second, you'd be better off supersetting two exercises. One exercise that did one concept 100% correct. While you're resting from that one, you do the other exercise that does the other concept 100% correct. You can go back and forth, rather than combining the two and have it be a completely stupid exercise. So everybody seeks out that one special exercise that'll fix everything. We do this in every other area. We seek out that one diet that's going to make eating healthy super easy. I won't have to change anything that has any challenge. I either want to do all the stupid shit I do now and have it somehow magically work, or I want some set of black and white rules that are super easy to follow that I don't have to think. Bullshit. None of that stuff works. There are no one quick fix to everything in life. Life is not that simple. Life is complicated. I'm 36 years old, which is old enough to know that life is a big freaking mess and we're all just trying to figure out what the hell we're doing as we go through it. Life is challenging. Life takes work. Yeah, some things come easy for some people, seemingly, but we never know the true story because we're not them. Sometimes we get lucky and something will happen for us, which is awesome. Sometimes we don't get lucky and things are really freaking challenging and we have to work our ass off seemingly harder than everyone else. And we feel like, you know, screw this. You know, I've had to work harder than everybody else. They don't know, blah, 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 blah. And we get this self-righteous bullshit behavior. Life is very challenging. Life takes work. If you want to be your best in multiple areas of life, you have to work for that. You have to put in daily efforts that combine to weekly efforts, monthly efforts, quarterly efforts, yearly efforts. You have to be attentive to what you want to improve. That means you have to give attention to it. You have to give purposeful effort. This is the same with true training. There are times when finding the right exercise actually really is important. So I have a lot of my clients that I work with are kind of special cases, and that's what makes it super fun for me. Is one of them, for example, is a super ridiculously freaking strong powerlifter. It's a male, but it doesn't have to be a male. It would be the same for female. But a super strong powerlifter, they had a hamstring kind of hip-based injury. We had to find correct hamstring isolative exercises, correct variations to squat, bench, and deadlift. And mostly, you know, squat and deadlift, we're talking about the hips. However, the bench press is involved by arch and blah, blah, blah. But if we look at mostly the lower body, we had to find the exact right positioning, the exact right exercises, the exact right weight loads for him so he could fix and address that issue as he continued to get stronger. There was a best type of exercises for him. I have another person who had shoulder surgery and a bunch of other issues, and they still went and set a state record for bench press, and they are very highly nationally ranked. And we did that by finding the right exercises that addressed the needs that they had in their shoulder, the issues they had in their shoulder. As we addressed those issues, they were then able to better output their true strength, and they got better results, and what do you know, they were strong as hell, and we got to have some fun with that. So there are times when finding the right exercise actually really is important. However, they don't magically fix everything. they still had to put in the work. They had to bust their ass, work through the times they didn't want to work through. They had to pay attention to their nutrition, because that was absolutely important for the muscles to actually adapt and grow and change with the training in the way that we wanted. So nothing was easy once they found that exercise. If anything, it became harder, because now they knew the right path. They had to go out and earn it. They had to go out and walk that path day after day after day after day. So we do want to look for what are the best exercises for us. I talk about the need for personalized training all the time, and I fully believe in it. It is very important to find the best exercises for you, the best style of training for you. That helps immensely. However, nothing replaces just putting in the work. So, if you are saying, I will get better when this happens. I'll try harder when I get this, or whenever this comes, you know, then I'll really get serious. Bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. You're either going to do it now, either putting in the work to find out what it is, or do the best with what you have. But you have to put forth the work now. Whatever excuse you're saying you're going to wait for is most likely, 99% of the time, bullshit. Now, maybe you're in a really high stress moment of life, and I believe we all are in the year of 2020. So maybe there are some things going on. Maybe you have work, plus you have like maybe extra schooling or an extra responsibility after work. And then after all that, you have family needs and family demands. Life is challenging. I've already said that, and I know that. But if you want to move forward towards your goal, you have to say, okay, I might not be able to give, quote unquote, the perfect of whatever that effort may be. But can I set a 10-minute timer and just do 10 minutes of sit-ups and push-ups and, you know, jumping jacks and running in place, bodyweight squats? Can I just be 10 minutes of active? Yeah, it might not be with weights. It might not be the hour in the gym that I really want. But 10 minutes is better than 0 minutes. 10 minutes moves you forward. 0 minutes does not. So it's up to you. If you want it, you'll find a way. Whether you have the best exercise in the world or just the regular basics. There are amazing physiques that are built from just a barbell plates and dumbbells. There are amazing strength levels that can be built from just the basics. People have amazing physiques from just bodyweight stuff. It can be done. So, are there best exercises for you? Absolutely. Please continue to look for them. Please continue your efforts to search to improve your training. But in the meantime, make sure you put in the work with what you have. Use what you have available to you and make the most of it while you look for that next best thing. So that's my hope, is the takeaway from this podcast is that, are there best exercises for us? Yes. Do I want to promote you to continue to look for the exercise that's best for you? Yes, I actually do. But make sure you put in the work in the meantime. Work your ass off with the basics, with what you have available today. Build the foundation. Put in the work. So if and when you do find the exercise, if and when you do have the best schedule, the best financial situation, the best whatever situation in your life, when that time comes, you won't be starting from scratch. You won't be starting from a place worse than where you are today. Start from a place that's better. Start with a good foundation. Okay. Now, if you do need help trying to find actually like the exercise, And it really is something that's holding you back mentally, emotionally. It's getting you stressed, getting you challenged. Reach out to us. We're always happy to help. I know I seem like a jerk sometimes in these podcasts, but I actually am happy to help. So if there's anything you need, like, please let us know. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Just send us what you're struggling with, and we'll send you some resources, and we'll help out. I do want to be here to help. But at the same time, make sure you get in the basics. Make sure you get in the work. I promise you it'll help you not only in your physical health, but your mental and emotional health as well. So good luck to what your goals are. Good luck to you and your efforts you're going to put forth. And if you need anything from us, just let us know. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We also have our website, www.brutalirongym.com, and you can check out different like services and options and stuff from there too. Cool. Okay, if you think the podcast is helpful, as always, please, please, please share it with other people. I sincerely appreciate it when you do. I saw a couple people, somebody shared it on Facebook this past week, so that was really awesome. Thank you very much. And I've also just seen a couple comments here and there on Instagram, which was cool as well, too. So thank you super duper very, very, very much. I really appreciate that. Also, if you do like this type of information, you can find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.